Matthew chapter 23. Then spoke Yeshua to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moshe's seat. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, observe and do. But do not you after their works, for they say, and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the tassels of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But do not be called Rabbi, for one is your Rabbi, even the Messiah, and all you are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be you called rulers, for one is your ruler, even the Messiah. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither do you suffer them that are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the son of Gehenna than yourselves. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. You fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever swears by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, swears by it, and by all things that are on it. And whoso shall swear by the temple, swears by it, and by him that dwells within it. And he that shall swear by heaven, swears by the throne of Elohim, and by him that sits upon it. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel! Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you like unto whited graves, which indeed appear beautiful on the outside, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all kinds of uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the graves of the righteous, and say, If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore be you witnesses to yourselves, that you are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill you up then the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of Gehenna? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them you will kill and impale, and some of them shall you whip in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, and from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah son of Jehoiada, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say to you, you shall not see me from this time forth till you shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh. End of chapter.